It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide on HPR1 stations on Friday as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. Then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Each week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we've got a returning guest and guest organization. They've got a very special fundraising, awareness-raising event. It's coming up soon, designed to raise the profile of the pangolin. That is the world's most trafficked mammal, and an animal not a lot of people have heard of, despite how endearing it is and vulnerable. Saturday, February 16th, local nonprofit Wild Aloha Foundation will be hosting an event aimed at kids, a pangolin party, they are calling it, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Education Center at Kualoa Ranch, north of Honolulu. And according to Wild Aloha Foundation's website, it is one of many across the country on what is being called World Pangolin Day. The pangolin is being wiped out, basically, by consumers in the Asia-Pacific, largely in China, but a few other countries, too, where demand for the scaled mammal has led to the killing of at least a million of them in the last decade, all eight species now under the highest level of international protection. And this event is aiming to get kids knowledgeable about this crisis, and they're going to have some fun things. It says pancakes for pangolins, which certainly sounds yummy, games, crafts, there's a petting zoo, obviously no pangolins, we'll hear a little bit about why, drink tickets for adults, and all of the funds go to Global Conservation Force, and we will hear how they in turn will be allotting a good portion of that to one of the leaders in pangolin conservation. They're called Save Vietnam's Wildlife. They will be a guest soon on Helping Hand, too. We're excited, though, to welcome back today Wild Aloha Foundation President and Co-Founder Miley Miller. Aloha, Miley. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. And first, explain who you guys are, what you do, and why you do it.
So we're a local nonprofit. The last time I was here was when we had just started, so we're pretty new. We're only about 6 months old. We've had two events so far that have been aimed at adults. So we had our Winos for Rhinos event in September, which was hugely successful. We raised over $4,500 for Care for Wild Sanctuary in South Africa. And then we had a smaller movie screening, which we called Monk Seal Matinee. And that was just that was only about 15 or 20 people, a much smaller event. But we still managed to raise about $1,000 for the local nonprofit Hawaii Marine Animal Response. So now we're moving forward, and we're getting on board with our kid party, which we've been wanting to do for a long time because education matters, and getting kids aware about the plight of these animals is kind of on the forefront of our minds. And a lot of our friends have been asking. They wanted to bring kids to the other events, which were not really kid-friendly events. So we made a concerted effort to do this event. And Mike Veal, he is the president of Global Conservation Force. He had actually reached out to us saying, would we be willing to partake in this World Pangolin Day? And we said, absolutely, let us know what we can do. And he said, anything you can do. And Kualoa Ranch has been amazing. Koa Pancake House is donating pancakes and other food for us. I mean, just everybody's support has come together really quickly to make this happen.
So before we hear more about the event, because since they really are largely unknown to many people listening, I've got to imagine, and explain a little bit about what a pangolin is in radio terms, if you can.
Sure. So a pangolin is basically a type of anteater. There's eight species that are currently left in the world. All of them, as you said, are threatened, according to the IUCN, and a couple are critically endangered. There's, I think, both the Asian pangolin, and then there's another subset of the Asian pangolin. Those two are the ones that are critically endangered. Pangolin comes from the Malay word, which basically means to roll up in a ball. So that's what these little guys do. Their defense mechanism is to roll up in a ball. And they're covered with hard scales, which is excellent for natural predators and a good defense mechanism in the natural world.
Even for lions.
Yes, because nobody can penetrate their scales. Unfortunately for poachers, it makes them remarkably easy to grab because these animals, when they get scared or startled, will just roll up into a ball, and poachers can just come along and pick them up, and they throw them into these bags, and then they get sent off to wherever they're being trafficked. They're not euthanized or killed. Most of them end up dying because they suffocate or just from the trauma of being transported. Save Vietnam Wildlife has done a number of busts, and sometimes they recover hundreds of pangolins, and of those, maybe 20 of them are still alive that they'll take back to their rescue center to try to rehabilitate and re-release into the wild.
Yeah, it's like an animal that's about the size of a cat. Kind of looks like an armadillo and kind of like a walking pineapple, if you can think of it. It doesn't even have teeth. So they're really vulnerable animal, as she was just describing. There are few animals that are that vulnerable, that cannot defend themselves really in any way from man. And adding to the mystery of the pangolin, they're also notoriously difficult to keep in captivity. Hence, at this event, there's going to be a petting zoo because the Kualoa Ranch has some cool animals, but pangolins are very hard to keep in captivity. There's little known about their medical needs, their health systems. They're an insectivore, as Miley said, ant-based diet, nearly impossible to replicate in captivity. And they require unique, darkened, semi-subterranean living spaces to live. And stress-related death, as Miley said, is a major issue. Major health problems can come up with a pangolin when they're put into captivity. Explain to folks, because a lot of people don't understand. They've heard of what the pangolin is, but what is it that has led to it being the most trafficked mammal on Earth, that over the last decade, conservationists believe a million of them or more have been trafficked and have led to this extinction crisis?
So basically, pangolins in certain Asian cultures, very much like tiger bones and rhino horns, have cultural value. So they've been used historically to treat medicinal problems, being good luck charms, that type of thing. Mm. So basically what's happened is that the pangolins are a trophy for the fact, well, let me say that again. Pangolins are a prized possession, and their meat and their scales are essentially what people are after, and especially the scales. The scales, as you said, are strong enough to withstand natural predators, so they're very tough. They're made of keratin, which is the same thing as fingernails and also the same thing as rhino horn. But the scales are kind of the most prized possession. I mean, there's some pieces from hundreds of years ago of these basic military vests of armor made out of pangolin scales. So they are very, very strong. But the demand for them recently has nothing to do with clothing. It has everything to do with consuming parts of these animals for alleged medicinal values, of which, of course, there are none.
And while those concepts have been around for a long time, the thing that has made matters so imperative now that most people don't understand is that, as a recent guest Elephant Action League explained on Helping Hand, in the last decade only, a massive Chinese middle class emerged with 400 million people that are demanding these wildlife products. So for the first time ever in the history of the Earth, there is a demand for these wildlife products by an enormous group of consumers that far outnumbers any previous demand, which is why, because of this Chinese demand in particular, you see the pangolins, the rhinos, the tigers, and a number of other animals facing unprecedented extinction threats. And so this organization, Global Conservation Force, you mentioned them. Just explain why you chose them as benefactors in this.
So Global Conservation Force has actually been one of our partners since the very beginning. From day one when we started, we knew that we wanted to work with them. They have a very extensive network of protection and rehabilitation across Africa and Asia, and they work similar to us. They work with organizations on the ground, but Mike Veal, the president, actually goes to Africa two or three times a year, and he is on the ground with these anti-poaching units, working with them, getting the best technology. So when he reached out to us, it was a no-brainer for us to help them. And basically, in turn, Global Conservation Force is all of the proceeds that they're going to make from these events. They're going to use half of it for their own anti-poaching efforts, and then they're just giving half outright to Save Vietnam Wildlife, because Save Vietnam Wildlife is one of, if not the premier pangolin rescue organization in Vietnam right now, and that's kind of at one of the huge centers of the problem.
Yeah, they're going to be on Helping Hand soon, and we got a chance to speak with Jessica Jimson, who's one of the head veterinarians there, who said the shocking news that besides China and Vietnam, there is evidence from the people who are protecting the pangolins that a lot of the pangolin material, as you mentioned the last time that you were on the show, is actually being exported into the United States. So there are Asia Pacific nationals who are living outside of the Asia Pacific who have that strong of a demand. To have her say that shocked me, to hear her say. And this is a person who's actually has her hands on pangolins every single day for the last year. She goes on those breathtaking rescues where these animals are found in these little mesh nets all curled up in a ball. They've been force-fed over days, weeks, most of the time, covered in their own feces and urine, and they're heavily infected. They're cut. It's like the condition they're in is so barbaric and hard to believe that it has happened to them. And yes, they've developed some of the best techniques for rehabbing these animals. So at this event where people can obviously, I'm imagining, you'll explain, but imagining people will be able to learn more about some of these things that we're talking about. But talk about how you're going to be aiming at young people. And part of the event is like to get young people on board and also making it fun, like pancakes for pangolins.
So the pancakes for pangolins, honestly, I think Cass's boyfriend came up with that, and we were just like, oh, that's perfect. We're going to use that. That's so catchy. So Koa Pancake House has been wonderful and jumped on board instantly, donating all of this materials to make pancakes. We're going to have other food, breakfast food, eggs, fried rice. And in terms of events we're going to have there, we have lots of events just aimed at kids naturally, which is to say we have the petting zoo. There will be a cow, a pony, a pig, a tortoise, you know, those types of animals. And then we're going to have kitty games. So there will be like a bull ring toss, those types of things. And then in terms of pangolins, we're going to have basically arts and crafts tables where Global Conservation Force has sent over a lot of materials for us. So we're going to have a coloring station with pangolins, and we're trying to get some more kind of activities geared just at pangolins. We're also going to have a video loop that Global Conservation is recording for us, just sort of an informational video aimed towards kids. Mm. They will hopefully have some footage of a pangolin so kids can get ideas of what it actually looks like. And so that's basically what we have going on for the event. It's meant to just be a good time, raise awareness to just explain what a pangolin is, because as you said, even though it seems like it's far away, the trafficking problem is truly a global one, and it even involves Hawaii. I'm sure you just saw that the feds recently just busted
huge shark fin.
Yes, shark fins that was going through Honolulu International Airport. And while I haven't seen any news stories about pangolins, it wouldn't surprise me if at some point a news story does come out about certain animal parts being trafficked, where a huge airport between the mainland United States and Asia. So any awareness that we can raise will help for all of these animals, not just the pangolins, but the rhinos, the monk seals. We're just trying to raise as much awareness as we can and get kids involved as soon as we can.
In addition to buying tickets, how else could people support it? Like, because we obviously, as you know, we're statewide, so a lot of folks are on other islands. And so people could maybe make donations on behalf of that they could earmark to these organizations. Maybe you have prize giveaways that you plan. What are other things that people could do in addition to going to the event to help?
So we don't actually have any prize giveaways at this event, but donations either to Wild Aloha Foundation, which is a 501c3, or directly to Global Conservation Force or Save Vietnam Wildlife. Mm-hmm. I know Global Conservation Force is also a 501c3. I'm not sure about Save Vietnam Wildlife, just because I'm not sure where their organization was.
There's a method to make a donation to them. It can be tax deductible. They have an interlocker.
Okay.
And we can have that link on.
So any of the three organizations, monetary donations are great. Honestly, every email we get from people saying we want to help, and they just say whatever random thing they have, be it a product, be it a hat that they want. Route 99 has been great, has been donating a bunch of stuff for us and helping to raise awareness. Any type of product or service, or honestly, even if you just have time that day and you don't necessarily think you can make it to the event, but maybe you can kind of help us prep some of the materials, get some of the arts and crafts together, help printing out some of our banners. Honestly, like the last time I was here, we're still pretty small. It's still just the three of us who are basically running this show. So any and all help is always and greatly appreciated.
And on that note, that we've been emphasizing that the pangolin is a really unknown creature that really needs a lot of awareness, I would think that people can help also by following your social media feed and sharing stories about pangolins and this poaching crisis.
Yeah, exactly. So we're very active on Instagram and Facebook, and all of the reposts and reshares, and honestly, just comments and likes, the way the Instagram algorithms work is all based on likes and comments. So the more likes we have, the more that those images show up on a random person's feed. So following a social media is great. We obviously have other animals that we're focused on. Each event, as you know, kind of focuses on a different animal. So we've done rhinos, monk seal, pangolins. I think given the new news about Japan, we're thinking that our next event is going to focus on one of the whale species. So we're constantly, we're not locked into one animal. We're trying to raise awareness about everything and, of course, make people feel connected. Even if they can't feel even if they can't relate to a pangolin, the hope is that one can relate to a rhino or a tiger or a whale or the monk seal, right? There is some animal that surely you have some sort of sympathy for that can kind of get you on board to realize that these animals need our help in every way, shape, and form.
Or they're going to disappear in the next decade or so because of this absolutely new demand for their products, which has never existed.
And to your point, pangolins, unlike rhinos and tigers, which of course are also very endangered, but rhinos and tigers can be bred and kept in captivity.
That's right.
So there is at least some hope. It's not the ideal situation, but at the same time, we do know that many zoos, the San Diego Zoo has a great program for rhinos, for example, right? They're making huge strides to try to protect the species for future generations. But as you said, pangolins don't do well in captivity, so it's really difficult. If we mess this up,
They're gone.
Yeah,
because they can't. It's a very hard thing. And the people who are rescuing them at Save Vietnam's Wildlife, when asked if more technology should be developed to make more captive pangolins possible, that wasn't what she thought was the solution. And so so it's a very divergent. There's so many people who want to help, and this is an animal that it's going to be hard to help because people who are caring for them have a lot of different opinions of how it should be done. And the animal is a very difficult one to care for. As you heard, it just rolls up in a ball. So it really requires you to find that source of kindness inside of you to look after them. Here's how you can take a stand on behalf of the pangolin and World Pangolin Day. Be part of one of the pangolin parties designed to raise awareness for one of the world's most vulnerable animals. WildAlohaFoundation.org is where you can find a link to buy the tickets. You can also look for Wild Aloha Foundation on Facebook and Twitter. You can email them and get involved yourself if you want to make a significant donation or find another way to help these animals or other ones that are in crisis in the wildlife trade. info@WildAlohaFoundation.org, correct?
Correct.
And again, it's the pangolin party they're hosting with pancakes for pangolins, Saturday, February 16th, the way to get young people and everyone inspired about the crisis that's affecting these tiny, endearing, and truly defenseless animals. It's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Kualoa Ranch, beautiful setting at the Education Center there. You can hear the full interview, get the radio feature, find all their contact information, find all of our previous Helping Hand guests online at hawaiipublicradio.org. And today we have been privileged to have Wild Aloha Foundation President and Co-Founder Miley Miller back with us talking about this pangolin party and trying to help this animal that really does need a helping hand. On behalf of all the little pangolins out there that we've all got to pull together and help, thanks for helping and doing another event that raises awareness for a creature that can't get on the radio and ask for help itself. So thanks for doing it.
Thanks for having me.